COVID-19 has cut back or eliminated attendance at many arts and cultural venues. That includes properties designed by the architect Frank Lloyd Wright that are usually open to the public. But people who run those homes, museums, and other sites say they're ready for reinvention, as Wright often reinvented himself. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Hornbach has the story.
Wright, born in Wisconsin 153 years ago, designed more than 1,000 buildings and saw more than half of them realized. Nearly 20% of the world-famous and occasionally controversial architects' buildings have been destroyed. But some of those still standing are in Milwaukee and the rest of the Midwest. In about 1910, Wright started designing homes for people of low and moderate income. They're known as American system-built homes, and six of them are at what's called Burnham Block on Burnham Street, just west of 27th on Milwaukee's south side. The block's museum home, usually open to visitors, still looks inside like things might have looked a century ago. For example, in the kitchen, Burnham Block curator Mike Lilick opens the icebox.
The kids love this because we tell them, you know, before we had refrigerators, you have this icebox with multiple compartments, but one of them was a door, and your iceman, somebody in the neighborhood, would bring ice to you.
Moving to the living room, Lilick says Wright's genius in designing a well-made home of 805 square feet still resonates.
The people that come here, whether they're a Wright fan or just curious about Frank, usually visit the home and say, boy, I could live here. It's a lot of current trends, a lot of things that are going on in the world today. People want smaller houses, they want them economically built, they want them ecologically sound.
About 5,000 people usually tour the museum home and a second Burnham house every year, but not this year. Lilick says COVID-19 shut things down in March.
For the last 3 years, the Burnham Block as a museum has been in the black. The revenue from tours has paid the expenses, the cutting the grass, the real estate taxes. This year is a disaster.
Lilick emphasizes Burnham Block is not in danger of permanently closing. A friends group is still helping raise money, especially for renovation of one of the houses that Lilick hopes to eventually rent for overnight stays. Lilick also says the museum has a plan to reopen, one that takes into account the 60 or so volunteer tour guides, many of whom are older and at higher risk of dying from COVID-19.
The number of people will be smaller. We're going to do most of our presentation and discussion on the sidewalk, and people will be able to move through the house at their own pace. There'll be a steward in the house that'll help them to understand things, but for the most part, it'll be a sort of a semi-self-guided tour, and we think that'll be safe.
But with the current coronavirus surge, Lilick says that reopening likely won't be until next spring. Last week, Lilick took part in a national online conference called Saving Wright Now, organized by the Chicago-based Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy. In a keynote address, Justin Gunther, director of the Falling Water Home Wright designed in Pennsylvania, said the architect had to innovate and reinvent too.
Wright responded to the challenges of the present, be they from outside forces like the Great Depression or from self-induced scandals, by embracing change.
Also speaking at the conference, Carrie Rademacher of Taliesin Preservation in Spring Green, west of Madison, said changing how tours operate might be a key to bringing in new fans of Frank Lloyd Wright.
I would say this younger generation that is coming up wants less of that standing and getting talked to and more of that dialogue. And I think that is an interesting avenue at public Wright sites. How do we do that? How do we take that narrative and move it forward?
Mike Lilick of Burnham Block talks of the Wright sites carrying forward the architect's legacy for another 150 years. It's a challenge that will include not only outlasting the current pandemic, but possibly many other unforeseen developments. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.